The long-anticipated 2015 federal budget was finally unveiled in Ottawa yesterday. At Humber reporter Adriana Jung spoke to Sean Cooper, financial journalist and personal finance expert at ratesupermarket.ca.
The Conservative government just announced yesterday the 2015 federal budget. Now, can you tell us some of the things that we heard yesterday?
Yes, there were a lot of rumors out there about what would be included in the budget, and a lot of those rumors actually came true. So the big thing was that the tax-free savings account contribution room was almost doubled. I mean, it wasn't actually doubled to 11,000 like people had been anticipating, but it was the contribution limit was raised to $10,000 effective immediately, as well as RRSPs, I guess, aren't as popular as the tax-free savings account today because it's not as flexible. But the government, to help encourage people to contribute to their RRSPs, they kind of relaxed the rules at age 71 when you have to convert it to a RIF. The RRSP and the RIF were kind of criticized because you had to take out a certain percentage of basically your portfolio, and that made sense when interest rates were higher, but now that they're lower, people were basically eating into their capital because the withdrawal rates were so high, so they basically relaxed that rule, and that definitely, I guess, appeals to the baby boomer population, which is going to be a lot of people voting in the next federal election. Another thing was that there were changes to the student grant and loan program to ease eligibility for short-term students and working students. Now, that sounds well and all and good, but the proposal, basically, the new things to help students has already been criticized by the Canadian Federation of Students because they said that it will only help about 20,000 students studying in public colleges.
Do you think this federal budget is beneficial to most Canadians from that financial perspective? You did mention that it might help some students, not all, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of people are talking about this federal budget is helping more of the wealthy families rather than the middle class and the low income.
Yes, I totally agree, because with the it sounds all well and good that the tax-free savings account contribution limit is $10,000 a year, but when you're a family with a mortgage and you're trying to save for your children's education, putting $10,000 aside is very difficult. I mean, I think this $10,000 TFSA contribution limit is basically beneficial to wealthy as well as baby boomers. And I mean, even with the family tax cut, that was criticized for helping wealthy families as well.
Now, this is the first balanced budget since 2007, right? Why is this important?
Well, I think it's all about optics. I mean, the Conservative government, come heck or high water, they wanted to balance this budget because of the upcoming federal election. So they actually even dipped into their contingency fund by $2 billion to balance the budget. So it's not technically, I guess, a balanced budget if they didn't go into their contingency fund. So it's basically just so that when it comes to the election, which is anticipated this fall, that they can basically, you know, say that they balance the budget, and basically it will appeal to voters. So that's basically their main purpose of hitting this balanced budget right before the election.
Yeah, part of the reason they were able to balance it is by dipping into this contingency fund. What are the risks of that, of having a smaller rainy day fund?
Well, basically, this contingency fund is supposed to be for unforeseen circumstances such as natural disasters. So, you know, if a natural disaster occurs or something like that, you know, we wouldn't have as big of a contingency fund. So, I mean, climate change and, you know, these more frequent weather events happening, like the ice storm in Toronto a couple of years ago or the major flooding, I mean, you can't really anticipate stuff like that. So, you know, if a big natural disaster or some other big economic event were to happen, then the Conservatives wouldn't have big of a contingency fund, and, you know, then they'd have to run a deficit again.
That was At Humber reporter Adriana Jung with financial journalist Sean Cooper.